crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
A couple of days away from resuming the high school baseball 3A state championship tournament. Travel up north for the final 3 days of the season, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We have two teams from the Castle Country in the one-loss bracket. Still an opportunity for both Carbon and Emory to work their way through that bottom, back up to the championship game, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. We'll start by talking about the Carbon Dinos. Played host to a pod over the weekend. They finished 1-1, a victory over South Sevier, a loss to Grantsville. Joining us to talk about that, we have head coach Jeff Cincineros. And coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Good to chat with you again. Thank you.
Coach, we'll start by talking about the way the opening weekend went. You guys get to play host to a pod. You welcome in South Sevier and then Grantsville and Manti. And we'll start with the South Sevier game. Not an easy task. It's the third time you see this team. And even though you had your way with them in the regular season, it's always different when you got to play a team a third time. And you guys handle them. You keep them off balance. I know that there was some great pitching in this contest, a 6-0 performance. All in all, when you look at the way your team performed in that first game against South Sevier, how happy were you?
Well, you're obviously happy to get away with the win. That's a tricky game for you. I mean, you're supposed to win that game. But, again, this is high school athletics, and there's not a guarantee, you know, in anything. So, you know, expecting to win, supposed to win, but you still have to win. And so for us to come out 6-0, of course, I'm happy with the win. Did I think we could play better? Most definitely. I mean, our pitching and defense I thought was awesome in that first game. Kate Dimmick did an excellent job throwing a complete game for us. Defense was solid. We just didn't hit the ball the way I thought we should. I mean, we had a lot of line drive outs in that game that, you know, if you hit them one way or the other, or maybe singles or doubles. And I give, you know, South Sevier credit. They didn't kick the ball around. You know, for a team, their record really, in my opinion, didn't say how good a team they actually are. I was actually surprised that they lost the second game to Manti. I thought they would beat Manti, but I think they were a little deflated after our game, because I know they came out against us with a lot of talk and a real upbeat attitude, and I really believe, you know, they believe they could beat us, and that's what you have to do. You got to believe you can beat somebody no matter what seed they are. So I thought they played extremely well. Happy with us getting that W. Like I said, I just thought we could have hit the ball better, but of course when you can shut somebody out in the state tournament and get a win, you're doing good things.
And as I mentioned defensively, Coach, we saw some great pitching in this game. And it's kind of been a reoccurring theme time and time again. Kate Dimmick has been just fantastic for you. Gives up just 3 hits, strikes out 9, and I believe it only took him just over 100 pitches, if I'm not mistaken, to get through this complete game.
Yeah, he exactly that. I mean, he did all those things. You know, I think only ended up with 2 walks on the day through 7 innings, which, you know, I'll take any day. And, you know, just did a nice job all day long and kept us involved. Defense, you know, made some good plays. We turned a couple double plays for him. But, you know, for the most part, he started out ahead of every hitter. And when you do that as a pitcher, you know, you're setting yourself up for success. So, you know, Kane did an excellent job, had a triple at the beginning of the game to help us get on the scoreboard as well. And, you know, just had a nice game that day. And everybody else, you know, chipped in and did their small part in that win. But, yeah, extremely happy with the pitching performance that we got in that first game. And as we talked about the second game, I think that was a big drawback for us, is just we had too many walks from our pitching staff in the second game.
Yeah, that was definitely something that played a factor late, Coach. If we jump ahead and we talk about the second game, a loss to Grantsville, good team, 7-5, a game that goes back and forth. Seventh inning actually proved to be the difference in this one.
Yeah, I mean, you got the number 5 seed team in Grantsville, a team that we beat earlier at their place, and really kind of handled for the most part, almost 10 run them. But, you know, again, they came in fired up, and everybody's better than they were a month ago, and we knew that. And, you know, we just kind of struggled pitching-wise all day long. You know, walks hurt us in that game. We had 11 walks total. You know, I think we ended up with 5 errors. And when you have 5 errors and 11 walks, you're it's a recipe for disaster. And, you know, I think we only had 5 or 6 hits on the day as well, so we did not hit the ball well enough to, you know, overcome those walks and errors, and especially with a good team on the field. And, you know, that's the outcome. I mean, they got us for 3 runs in the 7th. on, you know, some miscues. Error to start the inning, a couple of other errors on some bunts during the inning, you know, and then you have guys on, bases loaded, and you get a single down the line, you're going to score two runs every time. So you just can't put yourself in that situation with a good team, especially to close them out. You know, we were able to get a run in the seventh and have bases loaded and a chance to at least tie the ball game up with a single. But, you know, the things just didn't go our way that way in the second game. And like I told the guys after the game, it hurts and it stings and it should. But it's just a bump in the road for us. You know, it just makes us, in my opinion, have to focus up a little bit harder and do, you know, come through the bracket in a little bit different way than we would have to begin with. But, you know, by no means does it count us out for an opportunity to win a state title.
Yeah, Coach, and we can talk about the road in just a moment, and I know that at this stage in the season, this kind of talk doesn't really do you much, but even though you guys had walks and errors that contributed to the setback, bottom of the seventh inning, you have a chance to win the game.
Yeah, we had a chance. I mean, we left guys on base all day long, as a matter of fact, but like I said, you know, in the seventh inning, we had the bases loaded and an opportunity to score some runs and just couldn't get it done. We plated one run in the seventh inning, but had an opportunity to plate some more and at least tie the game up or even take the lead. And, you know, and had the good part of our lineup to start that inning coming up. You always want to see your top of your lineup coming back up, and, you know, it's who you want at the plate. And I want every one of those kids back at the plate again. You know, I trust them, and, you know, things just didn't go our way, and I know they want that opportunity again to prove themselves, and they're going to get it, you know, coming up here in the next few days. So, again, you know, we still had an opportunity to win a game, even though a team beat us a couple of years ago for a state title, and they're a good team. But we definitely gave the game to Grantsville on Saturday. It's not something that they took from us.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jeff Cincinnatus of the Carbondale baseball team. Coach, now that you suffered a loss, not all hope is lost. I mean, there's still a very logical road for you guys to get back and potentially win a state championship. And at first, it's going to be American Leadership Academy. This game will take place Thursday, Juan Diego High School, afternoon start, and then a win there means you'd move on to face either Emory or North St. Pete. And I know you and I had this conversation off the air. You were happy with what you saw from this team in practice yesterday, and I know that's a big step forward knowing now it's win or go home time.
Yeah, I mean, you can a big letdown for us on Saturday, so you're unsure how your team is going to show up on Monday for practice. I mean, are they done? Are they not done? And, you know, no one knows that. I figured we'd show up ready to go. And unless they were in good practice, spent a lot of time on defense, trying to prepare ourselves for some situations that, you know, kind of caught us off guard a little bit, that we didn't play well on Saturday and went over a bunch of things. You talk about the road. I mean, ALA, we just went to their place and played them a week ago. You know, had a lot of success. Every day is a different day. I mean, I would take the same output that we had a week ago with them and be happy with it. But, again, I know it's going to be a different game when we play them on Thursday. And then you're going to get, you know, the winner of a Sam Pete and Emory contest, which, you know, kind of is an interesting one. I believe we're the team in North Sam Pete. But I know North Sam Pete will get in away from Emory early in the year. Just playing the season, I mean, you just got to play good baseball and you got to have the ball bounce your way in order to move on. So, you know, depending on what happens Thursday, I mean, we got to take one game at a time. So we're going to focus on the 1:30 game with ALA and then tackle the next game if we move forward. And so it's really right now, you know, pitch came up and everything. It's a tough road to come back to win seven games to win a state title in 3 days. But we've talked all year long about having the deepest pitching staff in 3A, and I still believe we have the best pitching staff and the deepest one in 3A, and a team that's capable of winning seven games in 3 days. And so, you know, we're going to have some luck along the way. We're going to have some things going our way and battle through it. And, you know, if we can do that, I still really like our chances to come through and be there on Saturday.
Yeah, Coach, there's not many teams in the 3A classification that are built to maneuver through this one-loss bracket, and it's almost imperative that you win at least one of those first two games because there's just not a lot of teams that can do this. However, looking at the road that Carbon has in front of them and knowing how many arms you have, this gives you an opportunity as a manager to get really creative in the way you handle these arms. But you said something a moment ago that we can't overstress. You have to take it one game at a time. I know that's coach talk, but now literally you're in a spot where you have to take it one game at a time. And so I guess if that means using as many arms as you have to, that's what you do, right?
Right. I mean, you know, you often think a lot of people, especially parents, understand the pitch count rules. And so, you know, you go pull a guy out and he's pitching well and, you know, you're doing things and you kind of have to have a feel for your team. I mean, are you confident that, you know, you're playing well enough to win this game if you pull this pitcher out in order to save him for another day, or are you not? And, you know, you have to look at the game in a completely different way. You know, I did this 2 years ago when we were in the no-loss bracket on Thursday playing Grantsville and had our best pitcher, Cody Lowe, on the mound. You know, I pulled him out to save him, to have him for another day. You know, we ended up losing the game, but at the time we were losing anyway, and we just weren't playing well. We weren't hitting the ball well. I really just didn't have an indication that it was a game we were going to win no matter who I had on the mound at that time, because we just weren't doing anything offensively. And, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people question why you pull your best pitcher out and you lose the game. Well, you know, there are a lot of things you got to look at. And, you know, I thought that was going to be the right decision. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But you're right. You got to look at it one game at a time. You've got to win. You know, you got to win. If you don't win, you do go home at this point in time now that you're in the one-loss bracket already. You know, luxury at that point in time 2 years ago, we were still in the no-loss bracket, so you're making a decision knowing that you're still going to come back and play another game. But again, there's a lot of things that go into it with pitch count nowadays. You know, with the pitchers we have and the guys that are capable of throwing, you know, a complete game, they're coming in and just throwing two or three innings for us. I really feel confident about, you know, everybody that I put out there. Again, we've got to eliminate the walks. And we've struggled all year. It's because we have struggled with throwing strikes. And, you know, we just can't do that. We've got to eliminate pitches. And we talk about all the time that, you know, you can't go out there and go full count with everybody in an inning or have 25, 30 pitch innings. You got to go out and have the 7, 8, 9 pitch innings and be on top of everybody. And then you can have a guy throw a complete game and throw less than 60 pitches. So, again, it's a game-by-game situation, but I'm super confident in the pitchers that we have and the team that we have that, you know, we can get this done.
Yeah, and Coach, I guess it's fair to say that at this stage, knowing that by the time you get to Friday, teams are going to be laboring pitching-wise, it's scoring runs, right? I mean, we've seen, you guys have done it, we've seen Emory go through the one-loss bracket and really extend the season. In order to do that, you have to score runs at this stage now.
Yeah, well, you're going to start seeing teams number 3 and number 4 guys, and those are guys that you should put up a bunch of runs on. And we've seen that, you know, in the state tournament now that we've had the pitch count rules. I mean, we've seen semifinal games be 22-1. And, you know, it's just lopsided scores because a team has no pitching left, you know, come Saturday. And so, you know, it's unfortunate that you get into a tournament and you have some guys, you know, that probably aren't ready to pitch in those type of games, but I think it's the coach's job to get them ready to pitch throughout the season. I mean, this starts clear back in March when you start throwing guys out on the mound knowing that, hey, they're going to have to pitch at some point in time for you come second week of May. And if you just always leave them on the bench or, you know, have them just, you know, throwing sophomore games or whatever, you know, that's not going to happen. So, you know, I feel confident with the guys we have to throw, that they've all seen enough time on the mound to be successful. And, you know, again, it's a tough road when you have to deal with that, but it's a road that I know we can come through.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk about the team. I definitely appreciate the time today, and I know we'll be catching up again real soon. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll flip over to the national side of things right after this.